Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
They are called Dub 20 and Dub 30, but they have nothing to do with music or even Dublin. They are the latest large data centres to be opened and done so by the Taoiseach in Arklow, County Wicklow. They claim to be the most sustainable data centres in Ireland and that they could feed almost as much energy into the grid as they take out. But the planning process took 7 years and a trip to the High Court. My colleague Alex Rowley caught up with Graeme McWilliams, the co-founder and chief operating officer of Echelon Data Centres, and began by asking him about the green credentials of Dub 20 and 30.
We've been working on these projects since 2018, and we've developed them to the point whereby they are the model for how we can think that data centres should be powered going forward and developed going forward, with a real focus on renewable power, sustainability and supporting the electricity grid. The standard naming convention data centre industry is that you name them according to the first three letters of the closest international airport. So that's the Dub reference.
The Taoiseach was quite vocal today about, you know, planning objections and the need to deliver more infrastructure. He's talking about upgrading the grid, you know, fast-tracking some more wastewater treatment plants and giving more money to Uisge Air and things like that. Is that something that Echelon will be looking at closely, given the, I suppose, the amount of infrastructure it requires to be able to build one of these centres?
Absolutely. It's a core concern, and it's also a core concern internationally when we talk to our foreign direct investment, you know, our the people who we work with. We've been working these projects since 2018. It has taken us that long to get to where we are today. Now we're in an exceptionally strong position. We have everything that we need permitted and ready to go. But when we look at how we expand throughout Europe, and we've got further sites we'd like to progress in Ireland, so the planning framework and the speed to get through planning and the rights of everybody, there's no question that everybody should have a right to object. However, it's the process to ensure that that gets processed through in a timely manner. So the uncertainty of the Irish planning system does cost us from an investment point of view, and it does greatly slow down. As I said, we're 7 or 8 years working here to get to the point where we are today.
Yeah, and I know you have a number of data centres in Dublin as well, and you know, your commitment to Ireland, obviously you are investing more and you're building 2 new data centres, but is there a concern given the whole global trade market at the moment and the possibility of tariffs being imposed on the EU?
There is a degree of uncertainty there. However, the one thing that we're certain of is that the requirement for data centres is rising. The advent of AI and what we're looking at in terms of requirements there. However, the crucial thing now is we can all stand here and say that AI is going to grow, demand is going to grow. We have to look at how we're going to grow our data centre presence sustainably, how we're actually going to integrate ourselves with the grid, how we're going to enable the long-term adoption of renewable power, how we're going to drive carbon reduction and the real carbon agenda. So that's the balance. We have to have digitisation, we have to have the investment that brings, but we have to look at how we do it sustainably. And that's what these 2 data centres in Arklow are an absolute model for how to move that forward.
And just back on the planning, have you faced any objections here from the locals in Arklow?
We've had an incredibly supportive welcome in Arklow over the last 7-8 years. We've probably had about 10 or 12 planning applications through the process, and we ended up in front of Bourbon all at once. So it has been quite positive, but that is not the norm, and that is not what's happening nationwide. And it's something that as a country whose so much is based on foreign direct investment and external investment, we need to ensure it is a planning process that enables people to take a view on risk and planning risk earlier and to actually make investment in this country.
Yeah, and do you think that that's given the location, you know, one of them near the old Ferd factory, another is on quite vacant lands out of Kish?
Sure. Yeah, like that is, quite frankly, when we selected the Ferd, it was an absolute model. It was a former industrial behemoth that employed thousands that was sitting underutilised. It was a brownfield site. There was environmental concerns with its history that we had to cure ourselves. So yeah, it was an absolute model, perfect location, not close to housing, in the middle of significant power infrastructure already. So it was a model location, and that is why we picked it.
And you mentioned the environmental concerns there. There's always been environmental concerns about that first factory. Have you any concerns then for construction workers going in there, given what might be buried under that site?
No. So we have a full, you know, this site is fully licensed by the EPA. We have already completed most of the remedial works required by the EPA. We've got a final set of remedial works that we have to close. So that's all done under the auspices of the EPA, and we've absolutely no concerns from that perspective.
It's slightly related to planning again. There's a lot of negativity, I suppose, when it comes to data centres in Ireland. A lot of people tend to not be happy with them coming into communities. A lot of people are concerned about the amount of power that it draws from the grid and the amount of water that it uses as well to cool the place down. Do you think that that's a fair level of criticism to be levelled at data centres?
We have our own on-site generation, which actually exports power to the grid. We import from the grid when it suits the grid and when the grid isn't constrained. When the grid is constrained, we are actually able to export power and support the grid. This is what data centres need to do. We need to look at ourselves from a grid citizenship perspective. We need to enable large-scale renewables, like we have with SSE Renewables, who are co-developing the grid infrastructure. That's allowing them to bring 800 megawatts onshore, offshore wind. But crucially, you cannot just be importing power, expecting it constantly. You have to be part of the system. We contribute significantly to security supply. So we're strengthening the grid where we operate.
And that's Graeme McWilliams, the co-founder and chief operating officer of Echelon Data Centres, speaking to my News Talk colleague, Alex Rose.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.